So today for us is a in-season feel for a Thursday, and for that, the emphasis for us is the ball. And we've clearly got work to do. So after two preseason games, we're sitting right square at zero, and that's not going to get it done. So I thought the mindfulness to get the ball defensively improved. I think Devondre Campbell knocked one out. We thought there could have been a couple other times where somebody could have. Offensively, in the first game, no turnovers. Second game, had two. So there's lots for us to play ball like we want to play here in a couple weeks, and we know another great step for that today. So glad to open it up to your questions regarding the preparation.
Well, Coach, what'll be some of the issues with regards to, you know, your linebacker position group as you, you know, go through this game and trying to get you know, some questions answered there, a couple different spots?
We're pleased with the effort that this group is playing with, Led. I think it started with Dion way back in the preseason, the intent coming into the offseason. You could feel a change, a shift, so to speak, in his demeanor and his preparation and his speed. And I know a lot of you guys have been to all the practices. You felt that speed where he's actually playing faster because of that. I'm excited about where Campbell's headed. We like this, you know, experiment that we've started down the road of him at Sam backer. He looks, feels like a Sam. His rush has improved. We love the length he can have to play over tight ends. It seems like a very natural fit. We're going to get some more turns. We're excited to see where Riley can go. And honestly, on special teams, our linebackers should be a factor. Ish has been another one that has stood out. We're hopeful to get Grace back in action this week. So big week for our guys to feel the run and hit factor at linebacker.
And how is Reynolds? Reynolds has started the last couple games.
He has at Will. We're going to play him a little bit at Mike in this game, and he'll also play at Will. He's been somebody that has improved his play from the 2016 into 2017. So he's not, you know, allowing it to be, you know, he's fighting for it too in terms of his play time.
Is he a potential starter? I know he's been a reserve mostly.
He has. He has a very critical role for us on teams, but in true fashion of allowing players to compete for it, we didn't want to say this is only going to be your role. And the more he plays in the preseason, the better it is for our team. We all know sometimes that lots of positions, we're going to play a lot of players. And last year at linebacker, I think there was no bigger example of that. Guys like Warlow and Spoon who stepped in, and Ish even at linebacker last year. So we like the versatility that the group has right now, Led. I can tell you that.
Like Ishmael has a ways to go as far as from a fit standpoint against the run?
Not right now, I don't. And he came back almost 233, so he completely changed diet standpoint, training standpoint. So he always had good size at safety, and he got even a little bigger and stronger there. So he really dedicated himself, I'm not going to say to change his body, but it has changed from diet, from nutrition, from training. He feels and is playing really at linebacker size. On our team, he's one of the bigger ones.
Do you feel like Duke is going to be that guy we could just put anywhere?
Not yet, I don't. Yeah, we like where he's headed. His football instincts are really good. But once we're ready to get him into a role, we're getting closer to that of where he can fit in. And I think that's important early on, not training a first-year player with too many jobs. He'll certainly have a big role on this team, and we're getting closer to what that could look like.
Do you also find yourself wavering on whether you should shut a guy down, shut a player down, being that you already know what they can do on the field?
The time that we spend out on the practice field, I know you guys are there with us every day, you can see how much we try to stress them and crowd noise and two-minute and third downs, and we split teams up and go against one another. So there's a lot of evaluations that go on amongst the team, but there's still something to play in, you know, in the ball game and having that readiness, new checks, new stuff. But it's different for different players. So to answer your question, I don't know if I waver as much, but I know what work we need to, or I try to, you know, have an evaluation of that and who needs more for us to play like we want to. So for the young players, they need more quarters. They need more experience, more playing time. That's part of their learning process. And we hope to get some of them 8 and 10 quarters in these four ball games to really say that's not just a flash play. That's really how he can play. And it's a great process to go through. These games, they're as much fun as you can imagine. Everybody's into it, going for it, different roles, different spots, and it'll be no different this weekend. We're just excited now we finally get to do it at home.
Chief, JT Jones shown you, you know, through these first couple of preseason games, maybe compared to what you thought he would be coming in?
Coming in, I knew he had pass rush skill, and that was clearly evident on his tape from Miami, Ohio. We played faster probably than we thought. So he's really transitioned for us. We tried him at Sam in the rookie camps and in the first part of OTA to see if that would be a role. We've moved him over to our Leo spot where he's playing more nickel right end for us. He's made an excellent transition. He's got very good hands. So for him, you know, he's really had great training. His uncle is a coach, and you can tell that, you know, from an early age, he really has his technique down, and now it's a matter of us refining it, and keep training different tackles, different stuff. But we like the competitiveness we see so far.
Yesterday, Tack talked about the impact that you've had on his rushing skills since he got here, and he said that one of the things that you taught him is his angle of departure. He said at UCLA he was just used to rushing straight, and he said one of the things that you've been working on with him is that. What are the challenges in trying to show a guy that, and how do you think he's done with that so far?
It's a big jump, you know, from the schemes that some of the colleges play, and certainly in the Pac-12 where they are, lots of zone read, lots of stopping at the line of scrimmage. So it suits them to play square because there's so many zone read plays in college. And so now it's like, no, man, like our first objective is north-south and going after it. So we knew he had good speed. He's stronger than we thought, so he has more power than maybe we had imagined. So having that angle just correct where you can really use your momentum to, you know, to knock a guy back, he's got that part of his game for sure. So we're encouraged what we saw. It was just his first game, and we feel like he's going to keep progressing as we're going. There's new players to play against, new stuff, and at that position it takes time. But he's got some really good guys who are kind of helping, coaching him along the side. One in specific would be Adrian Claiborne, who plays similar position, plays in a similar way. Adrian also has an anger to his game in a good way. And so those two, they don't speak a lot, but they communicate a lot. And a nod of a head, and they're both quiet around their teammates, but they really have intent about how they play.
His teammates, especially in the defensive line room, have really stressed to him about attacking rather than just read and reacting, and that's what he said he was used to. I know that's your big message, especially with the defensive linemen. Does that make you feel good to hear that your message is that clear?
It does. I'm not surprised just because of the connection the team has, you know, with one another. So we're all really clear on the style that we want to play, offensively, defensively, on teams. For us to attack, that speed has to show up, and you can't second guess, and you can't, you know, play it at three-quarter speed. It's got to be, you know, for us, you heard the guys, all gas, no break. Like, that's what pass rushing has to start off as, where it is get off and explosiveness, toughness, finish. So we're encouraged by the group.
When all this began this season, Matt was part of the Make Defeat Your Fuel ad. How has that played out in real life? How has he implemented that?
I knew for me, I had to watch our team to see where we would be at, you know, coming back to training camp. Of course, we went through the process in the spring, and everybody in their own way got to that. I knew coming back our intent was good, but I really wanted to see where we were at in training camp. And it took me till about the second day. And that's when I really realized how hard guys were going for it. And that was the message, okay, there's really no need to go back there. This isn't the redemption tour of, you know, anything. It's about how good we can get. So I probably myself had to wait all the way through the summer into training camp to see where our mindset would allow us to go to. And fortunately for me, that question was answered very early on.
Well, specifically with Matt, I mean, had you seen how that has affected him? I don't know if he can work any harder than
that. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I don't see him ratcheted up further. What I can tell you is how hard he goes for it. It's the time that he spends away from here. He goes out to California. He has his own routine regimen. He had guys down to Florida for, you know, work prior to OTA. So it's like, let's go back to ball. And he is one of the leaders in that to say, enough talk. You know, it's on to 17. And I had to see it for myself. I liked the work ethic in the spring. I kind of sensed that would be good, just knowing who the players are around here. But in that training camp, after probably the first or second day, when I saw some of the rookies as wide-eyed as they were, saying, oh, fill in the blank, this is really going down. And that kind of intensity, that kind of speed, that kind of go-for-it mentality was encouraging for me to see from not just Matt, but from the team. So I guess long answer to your question, I haven't sensed anything that had to go back to look for any extra motivation about how good we can get.
One last Matt question. at this stage, how is the Sarkisian and Matt?
Sure. That's a good one.
How are they synchronized?
Background of quarterback, background of coaching quarterbacks, terrific communicator, talking about Sark first. That part is very natural. And so fortunately, both Matt Ryan, Matt Schaub, Sark, all spring, the communication, the flow of it, we did an audit of what we did well, what we'd like to add to things. But having, like Sark's told me a number of times, like being in this quarterback room is the coolest thing. Different guys engaging, different topics. Okay, now new quiz, new stuff. So like he said that's the most fun I've had, you know, being in that room with these guys and seeing the challenge they throw at one another to really sharpen up and get ready. So those are the statements I like to hear. You know, when I sit in the meetings, I feel the same. But it had to be that connection between a play caller offensively and one, you know, especially with the quarterback and myself, you know, that like how did I bridge that relationship with him as well? And on defense, it's just you don't, you know, sit down with the, you know, one person that often to say this is how we're going to do it. And so it's an important relationship, and I totally recognize the question. I'm encouraged by where they're at.
Coach, you talked about this yesterday, but how important is it for you to have this walkthrough with the team at the new stadium and have actually two games before you guys play a regular season game?
It's important, and the reason we wanted to do it, so on their first time, okay, where do I park? Where do we walk in for the locker room? Which way to the field? And those kind of things. I'd like to throw the ball some, see where the lights are. How does the scoreboard affect it? Where does the light come in? Those are questions we want to see. But past that, seeing like this stadium, you know, and all the surroundings that go with it, you guys have actually seen quite a bit more of it than the players have. And so that'll be a good follow-up for them over the next couple weeks, what you saw and their experience for it.
A little different opportunity to really take a look at the players, because really this preseason game is going to feel a lot like an opening game for a regular season. So does that help you guys coaching wise to kind of say, hey, this is how this guy reacts under pressure and the lights? And
it all adds in, and the pressure is there hopefully for everyone in every game that you feel it, but also we want to see how you respond to that. And past that, like new environment, new stuff, more stress on you, different, you know, playing, you know, some longer for some guys, certainly. All those factor in. And, you know, we're anxious to see them all. We really are.
We saw Devontae Arani yesterday. How is he doing?
He's doing well. He's going to visit with the independent part of the protocol coming up here soon. So he won't play in this ball game, but he won't practice today. He's back full speed running. But it's soon that he'll be back, you know, participate in full speed in practice. But you won't see him suited up for this weekend.
Coach, what are your thoughts on Jack Crawford?
Yeah, Jack's a good one to talk about. Last week was his first, you know, playing time. He's been a good addition for us. I knew the effort was there. And it's rare that you see a 6'5 guy who has that kind of first step quickness. So he's got a real knack of playing. I think he'll be the biggest factor for us in our nickel defenses, which we play more than half the time. And the rotation inside with him and with Poe and Jarrett, and you know, as we're going through that, he's fit right in. And it's his work ethic that sets him apart now. Although he's 295, he can run around like a much lighter man. Does that make sense to you guys? Like he has that kind of fitness, that kind of conditioning where his motor runs hot. And there's been many a time in our team meeting, that's the one we point out, look at him. And that's really the way, like, you earn respect on a new team. He's showing it and not saying it. And
it seemed like they had a little continuity with the stunts that they were running on the field.
And part of that, you know, is with Bryant, too, being new, that they've just spent as much time as they can together. They feel BY, his intensity, his urgency, and then with his experience playing it, sometimes I'll ask him to demonstrate it. Like if I see them looking, no, I want you to show them again, BY. And so they like when he does that. If we had to have a player go in still, he would be the only coach that we would put in a game. I can promise you that. Marquand, Rome, Brick, No, but BY, if we had to, you know, we would not go far off the waiver wire for player coach for him. He still has the ability to teach it and demonstrate it to some of the guys.
Coach, you talk about some of the guys you needed to reel in. Is Julio one of those guys you need to say, all right, you can play, you can't play, I know what you can do, but you haven't had any time in preseason?
He hasn't. And yesterday was one, I know some of you were here, I really felt their speed at receiver. Gabe, Mo, who... just the speed that they were playing with. So if we can practice at that kind of speed, then we can get into some game reps. But that's the type of speed that we were looking for. And it really jumped out to me yesterday. I hope, you know, some of you that were watching it felt the same.
Vaughn, do you have one?
You know what? You had said something earlier in the week. You had been talking about the whole coordinators up in the box.
Yep.
Now, whatever. And you said you were still kind of deciding upon that.
Yeah, I think I'm closer to that, but I can answer your question first.
How much does it factor in with Marquand, your relationship, and maybe wanting to have him right there with you on the field where you guys can kind of go?
Right. We've done that for years, and having that he was in the box with me in Seattle and then on the field with me here. So it's a really good point. I wanted him to go through the process, and I also wanted the press box to understand what exactly he was looking at. So that was a good session, even if he comes back down on the field, so they know what he was looking for. So having that information up and down was good. He was really clear in the communication and the calls, and that's the thing I was trying to evaluate. Can the calls come in really quickly, you know, when you're in the press box or on the field? For me, I was faster in the press box than I was on the field. He's as quick on both. So maybe it's the, you know, the DB background or me just being more emotional of, that was holding, and what's the next call? So for him, that's what I was evaluating, Vaughn, to see would it be the same quickness to the call. Because any player you can ask would tell you they want calls in, like a defensive player I'm speaking of right now. Call in quick. I can see the offense. I can get the information. Sometimes in practice, we'll deliberately hold the call. And then as the offense is coming up, sometimes we'll just throw it to them where they have to be stressed out and react quickly. In the game, you don't want to do that. You want to do just the opposite, where there's plenty of time to go. But in 2 minute and no huddle, those are plays that happen. So those are small tweaks in that we do. For both of them, being on the field and calling all the training camp plays that we did without scripting, they're both feeling very comfortable if they were on the field, and I would be that way too.
You said this week is going to be?
Both will be on the field for this week.
You talk about the importance of being able to play special teams.
Yep.
What are the qualities and characteristics you look for in guys, you know, in those roles?
Could you repeat the first part?
Just what are the characteristics and similar traits of the guys that you want?
Oh, on special teams? Great, yeah. Sorry. Well, here's what I could tell you on the fourth down plays. Lots of them are long distance. So punt return, you got to hold up, and this play is going to last 6 or 7 seconds. Do you have the intensity and the speed to stay down? On the punt team, do you have the speed to cover 40, 50, 60 yards in some cases with Bosch? So you better be able to fly on teams. At gunner, like where you got two guys trying to hold you, you can imagine how difficult that job is. If you don't have speed to go attack one guy and beat him, it's going to be a long day. They're going to throw you out in the white and wait for you to come back in the game. And on kickoff and kickoff return, same thing. These are 40, 50, 60-yard plays, so the speed that you play with is really the critical factor. So it's the run and hit factor. Just because you run 4 or 5 doesn't mean you play 4 or 5. And that's what we're looking for, the guy that plays to his speed on teams. We've all seen plenty of guys, Eric Weems, for instance, like, you know, we wouldn't have put him on the clock, but he knew how to get down there and get around the ball early. Does that make sense to you guys? So it's the speed of which you can play with on teams and then tackling.
In that long speed versus when you get up to a returner and then he's got that side-to-side agility, what's kind of the difference in that long speed versus the quick?
When you're on the long speed, if you're generally the first guy, it depends on the kick that you have, but like as a gunner, you don't have time to break down. There's a guy right on you. You got to go take your shot, so to speak. I got to go see if I can cut off the ball. If you are a recover man on a kickoff or a punt and you're covering down the field, we really use our leverage-based tackling. If I've got leverage on the returner, I've got to keep it. If I was returning and you were the returner, I want to make sure you stay on my left shoulder so you come into where my leverage is. If I jump over and you come back out, I've lost leverage. That's usually how big plays go. Yes.
George,
Just as you look at your, as you're putting the 53-man together, my question is about depth
sure.
in certain positions.
Yes.
And every team's always an injury or two away from something kind of upending all that. But
right.
what part of your team right now are you maybe a little bit more concerned depth?
What are like, and we're still looking for at lots of yeah, spots. Yeah, for sure. It's a great question. It's kind of the contingency of where are guys at who are the young players. Are they ready for it? Because sometimes you may have a player who's developing and can how fast will it be to get him ready. He may make some mistakes early, but he's ready to go. For us, we've still got plenty of battles going on at offensive line. We still have got plenty of battles going on at running back. We still have quite a few going on in the secondary that is constant. And tons of evaluation. It's the one-on-ones. It's the practices that we're going against one another. But those would be just a few of the positions between young players, returning players, the readiness of both. That's where we're at.
Thank you.
All right, you guys have a good afternoon. We'll see you tomorrow.